It's Chris.
Hi, Chris. This is Nadine.
Hello.
With Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How's it going, Nadine?
It's going good. We're halfway through
good.
The week. So I'm looking forward to the weekend. I hope you get to enjoy it as well with the family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. I just wanted to check in with you because I know you've been pretty busy too. Just wanted to see if this was still something you were interested in as far as like with the first page placement on Google or, you know, just kind of where you're at right now with everything.
It is. It's a coworker of mine.
Okay.
Actually works for another roofing company that they have recently got a service, and I wanted to see if there was a possibility that you could look in your database and see if you guys provide services to this company.
Yeah, what's the name of the company?
American Roofing.
American Roofing? Okay.
Yes.
Are they kind of in the same vicinity as you? Or?
No, they're in the Macon area, Bibb County.
Okay. Let me take a look and I can tell you. American Roofing, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay. My computer's just taking forever. Lord, come on. You know when you want it to work and you're typing and nothing's going on. And it's just American Roofing Company, right? Are they based out of Somerville? Does that sound right?
Is that Somerville, South Carolina?
Somerville, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Somerville, Georgia is what it's coming up as.
Yeah. Let me see. And that's what they're coming up as on Google?
That's what I see. There's, like, different ones. So I would have to know, like, I see American Roofing Company. It doesn't look like they work with us at all.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't see them anywhere in our system. There's also American Roofing in Duluth, but that's like a Home Advisor listing. I don't see them anywhere within our, not within our database.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, because I'm able to search like a specific company name, you know, to see if they're associated, like if there's an account with us, but I don't see them.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, it's just right now we've got so much opening business expenses. You know, obviously I'm getting a ton of calls about the same type of thing.
I'm not surprised.
I just want to make sure, you know, that who I choose is someone I'm going to benefit from.
Chris, I am really not surprised that you're getting a lot of calls like these because of the fact when you don't have anything negative regarding your company. I don't come across anything negative. I know you have like a little bit of online presence, but there's nothing negative regarding your business. And typically those are the kind of companies that we like working with. I know our company specifically. So even on your Google business profile, right, you have like 10 five-star reviews. So this tells me you've been providing a quality type of service to your clients. And that's the kind of company that we like to work with. So.
Right.
If I could ask you, has there been anything in particular that's kind of held you back with any of these companies that have called you?
Well, it's just honestly the company I'm referring to, you know, I can't outright figure out how the marketing company they're using is developing the business, but they're getting a very high volume of closing rates on the leads they're getting from their lead generation company. So, you know, I've used Angie's Leads before and all that stuff. It's just if I'm looking to pay for a service, I don't want 10% closing rate on these leads. You know, I just want to make sure they're quality leads. So, you know, I've worked for a company that's had, you know, 10 marketing companies say they're going to produce and, you know, it doesn't turn out how we want it. So, I just want to make sure when I do choose one that it's going to benefit us.
As I search a little bit further, right, American Roofing Company, I just put in Georgia, right? Because here's the thing. I know you mentioned an area that they target, but you got to know where they PIN verified their business, what their actual location is. And there's different components to Google, right? Components to Google, like the different positions. You have Google Ads, Google Guaranteed, Google Local Map, and then you have what's called the organic, where you'll see someone's website link. You'll see the Angie's link, right? That's what we call organic. I see American Roofing Company in Somerville. I also see them in Kennesaw. I see a listing for them in Rome. Okay. This is what's coming up. Now, I also see, and these are like different locations. They could possibly have, I even see in, it looks like there's also one coming up for Ringgold.
No, so it wouldn't be in Ringgold. It would be that Somerville area.
Okay. There's even one that comes up with Cedartown.
Yeah,
right?
That's Augusta, yeah.
Okay. So it could be that they're either running Google Ads. It could be, I mean, there could be a number of things. Google Ads, and I'm going to tell you, Google Ads, so the Google Local Map is only going to cover your zip code and anyone that's within 5 to 10 miles from your zip code. So for you to target outside of that is by running Facebook Ads, running Google Ads, and Google Ads, the furthest they'll reach is 100 miles, which I don't recommend because that really spreads the Google Ads very thin. Okay? Now, if you're wanting to
This is American Roofing and Restoration out of Macon, Georgia. Roofing and Renovation.
Roofing and Renovations.
And right. And they're a rather small company, but they have started to generate a lot of leads. Now, he's setting, you know, the sales rep I know that works for him, you know, he said he wants to work out of McDonough. So they started, you know, generating leads out of McDonough.
Okay.
So it seems as if, you know, anywhere they're offering, you know, anywhere that they're buying these leads up in these zip codes, these areas, it's benefiting and it's actually working. And McDonough is a high traffic area for roofers. So I would assume that, you know, as soon as they pick that area, that they're not going to be producing a lot of leads like they are, but they in fact are.
Well, the other thing that I was going to mention, and I'm trying to see if I even see them there. There is a program called Google Guaranteed. Google Guaranteed is an actual pay-per-lead program that Google created where if you wanted to cover the whole state of Georgia, you could. But with that program, there's going to be requirements. Google wants you to have at least 5 Google reviews. They want licensing. They want insurance, right? And there is a process that you go through to get a background check done. They run a background check on you. And it looks like I'm looking in your industry, right? Mm-hmm. So if your business is registered in the 30642, what they're requiring is just a background check and they're requiring the general liability insurance, whatever your state requires. That's what they're requiring. But the Google Guaranteed, these are actual calls that come to you in the form of a phone call and you're not sharing them with anyone. They're only being sent to you. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a one-time $250 application fee. You fill out the application. You submit it. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Once you get approved from Google, we would obviously call you and tell you, okay, Chris, you've been approved. Do you want us now to turn on the leads? Okay. And I'll even give you an idea of what the cost per lead would be for the roofer. So we always start you off with the minimum monthly budget because we want you to get a feel of the program first before you start investing more money on taking on more leads. The minimum monthly budget for that is $922. It gives you up to 13 leads in a month, and your leads are basically costing you $70.67.
Okay. Give me one second.
Yeah.
I gotta call.
I'll wait. No worries. Take it. I'll wait.
Hey.
Hey. I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. So 70 a lead, and it's a minimum $900.
7067. Yes. So you pay the 922, and as you receive a lead, it's going to discount the 7067. But here's the kicker on it, right? Let's just say someone called you to remove a tree that is completely outside of your services. Google will credit the lead right back. It's considered unqualified.
Okay, that was my next question. Gotcha.
Yeah. It's considered an unqualified lead. Now, let's say you were only targeting certain areas, right? And someone called you from an area that you are not servicing. If you do not accept that job, okay, it's credited back to you because it's an unqualified lead. They called you outside of your service area and you didn't accept it. If someone called you to solicitate you, right, or they called to see if you're hiring, those are considered unqualified leads. They're credited back. Qualified lead is if you discuss pricing over the phone, you gave them an estimate, okay, or if you set an appointment to give an estimate. Those are considered qualified leads, okay?
Okay.
Now, let's say you got one lead in the month. I've never seen that happen, Chris, but let's just say you did, okay? What'll happen is that following month, what's left over in the budget, it rolls over to the next month. So that means that the following month, you're not going to pay the 922 again, okay? What you're paying is just going to be the $70.67 for the lead that you got the month before because it rolls over, okay? Now, under the roofing, these are the subcategories: roof inspection, installation, repair, attic venting, gutter installation, gutter repair, skylight installation, skylight repair, storm, wind, damage, roof repair. So let's just say you don't do skylight installs or repairs. We're not going to notate that under the subcategory. So if someone calls you for that and you don't accept it, that's an unqualified lead.
Okay.
Make sense?
Gotcha. Yeah, okay. that's kind of how the Angie's List was set up, but they were sending it to 3 to 5 companies.
Yeah, and this one's very different because it's an actual phone call coming to you. And what I love about this program, too, is let's say you landed a job, you're bombarded with work, you can't handle more, or you're going on vacation. You call us, we shut off the leads. We don't turn those leads back on until you call us to turn them back on.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, it's Google also, they call it Google Guaranteed because Google puts up an additional. Honestly, I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes because Google Guaranteed are the ones that you'll see at the very tippy top of the page with the green check mark. People are more inclined to clicking on that because they know that you've met Google's requirements. It'll show your license, you're insured, you pass the background check, and they know that Google also. It's Google Guaranteed. They call it that because Google puts up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that's selecting you. So it's almost as if Google's guaranteeing your work. And the calls are recorded. So you'll have a special number that Google will assign that's actually linked to your phone. So when you pick up that call, you're going to hear it say incoming Google Guaranteed lead before you're even connected with that prospect. So you'll know that that's an actual call coming from the Google Guaranteed program, and they have an AI system set up so they know exactly what leads are qualified and which ones aren't. And even if one slips through the cracks, Chris, you call us, give us the number, and we dispute it for you.
Okay, perfect. Hey, give me 1 second. I have another call.
Yeah, go ahead. No worries.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. So yeah. So with the process on Google Guaranteed, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved from Google. I have seen at times where it's happened in 4 weeks. But those leads, they will not turn them on until you've been approved and they call you to see when you want us to turn on the leads. You could choose to cover specific areas, like you could choose to cover certain cities with the Google Guaranteed, right?
And we can move those around?
Yes, and you can even select the hours that you want your leads turned on, right?
Okay.
And then the other thing, so like the reviews that you have currently on your Google business profile, those will automatically also show up on your Google Guaranteed profile.
Okay.
Even though they're two separate programs, but those reviews will also show up there. So they'll see them, you know, which is pretty cool because I think I mentioned you have 10 of them. If I'm not mistaken, I thought I saw 10.
Right.
Yeah. You got 10 of them. So those will also appear on your Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
I love Google Guaranteed. It's an excellent program. And Google would also let us know too, Chris, like they'll let us know if you qualify for max bidding. What that means is you would have the opportunity if you wanted to pay double or triple the lead cost to be closer to the very top of the page. Right?
Okay.
But I'll be honest with you, as I'm looking through, like, for your specific area, I don't see a whole lot of guys that are part of the Google Guaranteed right now. I see Burrell Roofing, Top Tier Roofing, Invista Home, Oconee, Athens Roofing, Delora Roofing. Do some of those guys sound familiar? ProShield Roofing? Georgia Unlimited? Brothers Roofing and Gutters? So these are just some of the guys that are showing up there. So,
I know it's not that much of a concentrated area, and only a few of those companies actually are local to the area. So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Let me talk. The only issue I have right now is we did some changes in the way we structured the business.
Okay.
And so we are in limbo on insurance right now. So I need to get insurance finalized. But that sounds like what I want to do, is go with the verified.
Oh, yeah. The Google Guaranteed, I think, is hands down. Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Okay.
And I would say even the other package, like, don't get me wrong. Listen, Google Ads work great, okay? But they run on a rotation, Chris.
Right.
And it's only a 4% conversion rate across all industries, the Google Ads.
Right.
Facebook Ads are a 9% conversion rate across all industries. It's double the conversion rate, and I'll tell you why. Because Facebook ads are constantly retargeting. So it's that reminding them, you were looking for a roofer, here's a company that offers it, right? That's why they work so well.
Mm-hmm.
I, hands down, Google Guaranteed, then I say Facebook ads, and then Google ads. I even feel Facebook ads are better than the Google ads. And it's not that the Google ads don't work, the conversion rate is just lower.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's something I want. My partner's kind of, he's got a lot going on, so he's trying to brush this stuff off, but I know it's something we need to do. So, let me work on that with him once we get the insurance rolling, because that's another big expense.
Yeah.
I will see what we can do.
Okay. When would you like me to check back in with you?
It'll be another week before I get the insurance squared away. So.
Okay. So do you want me to follow up with you next week or the week after?
Next week's fine. Next week's fine.
Okay.
I mean, it'll probably be first of the week before the new insurance.
Should I call you like a week from today? Do you prefer, or you let me know?
Sure. I mean, a week from today, fine.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time, Chris. I'm glad we were able to talk. I hope you have a good rest of the day.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.